It's summertime, and for some of us, the living is easy. Maybe you're looking for a good book to curl up with outside today. If you've got some time on your calendar, librarian Nancy Pearl spoke to our colleague Marcy Silman, and Nancy shared a great recommendation, a Pacific Northwest writer, Chelsea Kane.
Chelsea Kane, who made her name writing a series of very scary novels about a serial killer in Portland.
Now, yes.
Just to be totally upfront about everything, I never read those books because I thought they would be too scary.
They were.
However, I'm a huge fan of Chelsea Kane for her first book, which is called Confessions of a Teen Sleuth, which is a biography of the fictional Nancy Drew. And that's long out of print, but you can get it, I'm sure, at your local library, many ways to get out-of-print books over the internet. And Confessions of a Teen Sleuth, if you want something funny, if you want, I mean, I just laughed all the way through. It is just, having been a big fan of Nancy Drew as a child, of course you want to know about her relationship, especially with the Hardy Boys and Trixie Belden and whatever happened with Bess and George, her best friends, and of course Ned Nickerson. So for me, it was just a huge shock when Chelsea Kane went from that wonderful Confessions, in my mind, wonderfully funny Confessions of a Teen Sleuth, to these serial killer books, which I just, as I said, could not read. But
okay, we're back with
something. We're back. But her new book, which is due out in August, is called One Kick. And I don't know exactly why I picked it up and started reading it. Maybe because the back made it clear it wasn't part of that serial killer series. And because her writing is so compulsive. She's such a compulsively readable writer. I picked up this book and just plowed through it. It was maybe plowed is the wrong verb. I just raced through it because I just wanted to find out what happened.
Gambled.
Gambled. Right. So this is clearly the start of a series. I, for one, cannot wait for the next one to come out. The main character is a young woman named Kick Lanigan, who, as a child, had been abducted by a pedophile and spent many years with him and his wife, and made many, many, many movies, that pornographic movies, which are still on the internet. Now, let me just put a little parenthesis in here and say there is one section in this book that I skipped. I just could not read this one section, which I have a sensitive reader, maybe, for violence, and I just couldn't read this one part. But I would say that, yes, it fits in. It's not gratuitous. But that's Kick Lanigan. She is now an adult, and she has a visitor from a very handsome, kind of mysterious man who says that she can help locate these two kids who have been kidnapped. And what she decides to do is really the subject, and what happens is the subject of this first book in a series.
Is she a private eye?
She is not a private eye. She is searching for what to do in her life, I think. I mean, think about what her life was like. The most important thing to her at this point is never being taken advantage of, never being dragged into a car again. So she has taught herself. I mean, the arsenal she carries. There's a very funny scene when she and this man are at a prison visiting someone in prison to try to get information, and she kind of unpacks her purse, and there's all these different weapons in it, and I thought that was a great scene. But it's one of those compulsively readable books.
And is this one also set in Portland?
This is set in a lot of it in Seattle, some of it in Portland, some of it on one of the San Juan Islands.
You mentioned, Nancy, that this book is coming out in August, and I kind of thought that publishers' big pushes were spring and fall. I didn't actually realize things came out in the summer.
Yeah, well, I think people are, I don't think that those divisions are as set as they used to be. I think that like television has changed. There's not just the two seasons and summer is reruns. So big books are coming out all year long, and now people are going to be gearing up unbelievably, as it seems, unbelievable as it might sound, for the Christmas rush. And this is a perfect book for someone who loves thrillers and who really wants a main character, a female main character, who really can take care of herself.
Well, this new book by Chelsea Kane, spelled C-A-I-N, by the way, is called One Kick, and it's what Nancy is sure the debut of sleuth Kick Lanigan. And before that, Nancy mentioned Chelsea Kane's first book, which, though out of print, you probably can find in a library, maybe?
Yes.
It's called Confessions of a Teen Sleuth. Librarian of the KUOW Airwaves, Nancy Pearl, it's always great to have you here.
Thank you, Marcy.
We'll talk to you next week.
And Nancy spoke to KUOW's Marcy Silman. Nancy joins us every week with a reading recommendation. If you'd like to find out more, check it out at our website. It's kuow.org.